Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hi. How are you doing today? Today is March 25th, 2009, and I wanted to share something with you. I was on Rick Wild's True News website, and I've always been interested in the economy as far as end-time Bible prophecy. And I see that a lot of people are being aware that as they reflect on their past thoughts on how the things are going to begin to take shape for Jesus Christ to return, was that the economy had to fade. How is the United States going to be taken off the scene? The most strongest superpower ever in the history of the world. How is it going to be replaced by the next world's biggest empire of the world? And the economy would be it. Now, what I'm going to share with you is it's global. It's not just the United States. But the thing is that the United States is not playing a part in Bible prophecy because it's hard to look for it. And if it's hard to look for something, then it's probably not there. Or we have to really beg the point. So let's look at China. It says that actually the World Trade Organization predicts steep downturn in global trade. Global trade will shrink by 9% this year and the worst collapse since World War II. The World Trade Organization said Monday, in the sentence. The World Trade Organization said commerce in rich countries would fall farthest by about 10%, but poor nations may suffer the most because they are more dependent on exports for growth. Trade has grown on a base since 1982. For the last 30 years, trade has been an ever-increasing part of economic activity, with trade growth often outpacing gains and output. It looks like the quite simply, the trade of this world is going to slow down drastically. And even the rich will get poor. And the Bible even said that. It talks about, and James chapter 5, it says, "Go to ye now, ye rich men, weep and howl, for your misery shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupt, and your garments are moth-eating. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be witness against you." In other words, the dissolving of their riches was a testimony that they were wicked. When you put your trust in riches, and they are taken away, it is God's statement that, hey, I'm judging you. And see, the United States, what's so funny about it, I mean, not funny, it's never funny, but what's so unique about the situation is that when prayer was taken out of school, everybody thought, wow, prayer is the reason why. Because some kids are praying, that's what kept our country safe, that's what you're saying? Well, the grown-ups were praying, too. So taking prayer out of school was a part of it. But abortion is a big one. And people say, well, look, well, wait a minute. We're not being judged. Of course, they think this psychologically. They think this in the back of their brain. There's always a pit in the brain. And the brain is deep. God made the brain. The brain does things without us, you know, even when we sleep. But a lot of times we think things or we believe things, but we don't know we believe them because they're so deep in our head somewhere. And we say, well, we And this is what they say in the back of their head, of us as Americans, of people, say, we have not been judged yet, so we're not going to get judged. Well, God has not delayed his judgment. The fact is, and I pray to God he will delay it, but the fact is that we, abortion's been around since the 60s. Just because he hasn't judged us yet, that's his mercy, that's his grace that keeps us from not being judged, folks. We're not being judged yet because God is not ready. But he also has mercy and grace. The Bible says that the times will continue until the fullness of the Gentiles come in. When the last Gentile is saved, then we will enter in through the rapture of the church. So, getting back to the rich people, it says, your rich, your gold and your silver has become cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as in it were fire. You have reaped treasures together in the last days. Now, I want to go back to that last part where it says that, it says that the riches shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Well, if a man is so tied to riches and he loses it, that, have you ever had something happen during the day when you received some news and it was like a big shock? Doesn't necessarily have to be somebody died, but close to it, and you just were shocked. But imagine if a man lost all he put his trust in. Wow, that would eat up his flesh like something's bugging you, and it's going to eat you. It's going to eat at you. Have you ever heard the old adage? It's going to eat at you. It says, behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, who have done your work, in other words, which is of you kept back by fraud, and the taxes that we paid today, and even the low wages. Some people, believe it or not, might be worth more than they're actually working for. And apparently to the public, they're getting paid a lot of money, like $15, $16, $17 an hour. But they're technically underpaid. And even the military personnel, the soldiers, the Marinemen, the Navy personnel, and the Air Force, airmen, are probably underpaid. To sum it all up, is that our economic system is falling apart, and I take no glory in it. There's some ministries out there who really want to take glory in it. I take no glory in it. God bless you.
Hey, that was a recording of me in March of March 13th, and I was doing a hands-on approach to the economy, where I was looking at it with a lot of sense before, long before anybody else was, because that was the grace of God that told me this was going to happen, but I didn't get fearful, and I don't think a person who believes in God should be fearful. Matter of fact, excuse me, I think we should be of good cheer, for God has overcome the world, and he did it through us, even through our faith. He's the author and finisher of our faith. We must believe that. I do believe that Jesus Christ is in the inner back in history. And when that happens, I do believe that it's going to catch people by surprise. And we're going to be asleep. Excuse me. A lot of people are going to be asleep. and they're not going to be expecting these things to come to pass. There's even people who watch the History Channel and see the end of the world, but go to the movies and see Armageddon and all this other. Some of those movies don't even have nothing to do with Armageddon. It's just something that is a challenge. Now, heck, you can make a movie of the moon landing if it really happened, but you can make a movie of the moon landing, and that could be named Armageddon. I mean, people take some things. That's what's wrong with the world. It takes a bunch of take something important and turn it into a bunch of junk. But Armageddon is a war that will happen in the Middle East. And yeah, I'm sorry about the something else. I'm sorry about the description of this radio program, because it said, is America turning its back on Israel? And see what happened. This is my first show, and I didn't actually know that the files were going to turn on, and I was going to start talking from a show that I did a long time ago. Matter of fact, this wasn't even planned that way. I don't know what happened, but the program that I did a while back took over. So, yeah, this is my first show. But I am very happy to be doing this first show, because it was a while. I've been on Blog Talk Radio for a while. I haven't even set up my page yet because I've been working on my website. And I like to try to link all these things together. My website and my YouTube page and this, you know, Blog Talk Radio and the blog that I have, Blogger Blog, and all these things together, and try to get some audience out there, because I really don't have a big audience yet. So I'm trying to work that out. And if anybody know of any ideas that can give me some clientele, please let me know. I need to know. That would be God sent. I plan to be hosting these shows probably once a week, maybe. But I would like to go to even less than once a week, maybe twice a week. Sometime in the beginning of the week, the middle of the week, and maybe the end of the week, maybe three times a week. But it's a blessing from God. I plan not to have so many in the next show, because I was thinking maybe that last flick, the clip that was just played, would go to the last of the show. I have a theme song. I didn't have one at the beginning, but I have a going off theme song. Let's see if it plays. Well, that was a shorter version, huh? Let's try. He says the countdown. It's a countdown now to get off this show. But next time I'll really be organized. I just didn't know. As a matter of fact, I didn't even know you had to actually click these things, click the music to play them in order. That's kind of weird too, but let me listen to another one, and we'll be back. Okay, I guess that was it. I'm going to try to play it again for the rest of the show. So God bless y'all and have a wonderful day.